This is PodTech News for Wednesday, July 19th. I'm Catherine Girardeau. Today we're talking about the intersection of online video and internet advertising with Peter Seeley. Seeley is founder and CEO of the Sausalito Group and a consultant in business and marketing strategy. He spent 20 years in marketing at the Coca-Cola Company and was president of marketing and distribution at Columbia Pictures in the late 1980s. He's also been a professor of marketing at UC Berkeley's Haas School of Business and Stanford University's Graduate School of Business. Both video and advertising online are growing exponentially. The market share of visits to the 10 leading online video sites increased by 164% from February to May 2006, according to web metrics firm Hitwise. Another metrics firm looked at video advertising. Comscore Network said in a statement in May that both the number of online video consumers and the amount of time they spend consuming video has reached a tipping point for advertisers. So, who are the major players here? The most popular online video site, YouTube, came out of nowhere 18 months ago and now commands 45% of market share in visits to video sites, according to Hitwise. Hitwise said MySpace video is next, followed by Yahoo, MSN, Google, and AOL. There are also plenty of smaller video hosting and sharing sites like iFilm, Metacafe, and Grouper. A San Francisco Chronicle report said as many as 240 of them. Let's get back to our guest to help sort this all out. I asked Peter Seeley if online video is the next dot-com bubble, and if so, if that bubble is about to burst.
No, Catherine, it really is just beginning. I mean, it's being driven by really three factors. One, we're getting increasing broadband connectivity, and the broadband connections are getting more robust. The cost of equipment continues to plummet. And thirdly, Catherine, video is the ultimate expression of sight, sound, and motion. I always said when I was at Coke, I really couldn't make effective commercials unless I could make people laugh or cry. And you really need video to do that, to have that kind of emotional impact. So I think video is just in its nascent stages. It's going to grow prolifically on the web. The thrust of your question, have we peaked out or is it becoming saturated? We have yet to begin, really.
So what strategy do you recommend for online video startups to survive and thrive in this competitive marketplace? Because the marketplace is becoming more competitive as advertisers are starting to get the picture, so to speak.
Well, I believe the history of the web, the history of any medium, Catherine, is one of going for a mass audience initially and then segmenting into verticals. I mean, take television from the old world of three television networks, 90% of viewing to what do we have today, 600, 700 channels. Same thing will happen on the internet. It is happening. AOL is in trouble because it has no real point of distinction. So what you'll see is the use of streaming video, internet video, in a way that is compatible with the instrument. And there's going to be three. There's a television set, the desktop, and the handheld device. But most of all, Catherine, it has to be consistent with the strategy of the site. It has to make be subservient and fit into that overall strategy. Not just video for video's sake, but video that makes sense given the strategy of the site.
And let's talk about how these online video sites are going to make money. I mean, advertising is the obvious choice, but what do you think of other business models out there being tried? Subscription, pay-per-view, pay-per-download, and so on.
All of the above, but with this one truism, Catherine. That truism is wherever there is consumer attention, advertising is going to flow to that location. Whether it's a World Cup Olympic Stadium in Berlin or a streaming video site. Advertising will be compatible with the medium and compatible with the strategy of the site. Internet advertising is exploding. Internet advertising was $12.5 billion last year. I personally think it'll hit close to 20 this year. It will pass radio in total dollar expenditures this year. And a growing component of internet advertising is going to be video. So it's going to be huge. Advertising in this country is almost as large as our defense expenditure. We have half the advertising on the planet in North America. So I'm very optimistic for the appropriate use of advertising. And more than advertising, Catherine, it's marketing as a part of streaming video and the Internet. I think the mobile market is going to offer a tremendous opportunity to offer incentives for immediate purchase. We buy most of the things we buy, not at home in front of a computer, but when we're on the move. And I think the Internet is going to exploit that with a new generation of handhelds and streaming video, which is going to allow us to interact and complement the consumer's life in a much more complementary way.
So what is so attractive to advertisers about online video sites in particular? Is it the sheer number of users? Is it the targeting?
It is the specificity of the targeting. Mass marketing is dead. The old world, in fact, the just retired chief marketing officer of the McDonald's Corporation, Larry Light, said recently at an industry conference, mass marketing equals a mass mistake. When I started my career at the Procter & Gamble Company, the target audience for my brands were women 18 to 49. That no longer is a relevant target. I mean, there's such an incredible difference in that group of human beings as to make mass marketing almost laughable today. So with streaming video, with Internet accessibility and accountability, we are measuring ROI for the first time. Click-through was a big breakthrough, allowing us to charge for people's action.
So it's really coming from the consumer choosing the products that they want to buy and then the advertisers making sure they're in the right place to capture those consumers and to give them what they want when they want it.
The story of marketing for the past 25 years has been a shift in power from the marketer or the manufacturer to the distribution channel. And that distribution channel can be Walmart, it can be Costco, it can be a Chevrolet dealership, it can be a McDonald's hamburger restaurant. 25 years ago, you can spend marketing one of three ways in this country. You can have consumer advertising, you can have promotions directed at the consumer, like coupons and sweepstakes, and you can have trade promotions, money that you give your trade partners. At the Coca-Cola Company, I would give money to Safeway to put Coke on display. General Motors gives, they call it cash on the hood. They'll give incentives to Chevrolet dealers to sell the cars. 25 years ago, of total marketing, 50% was advertising, 25% was consumer promotion, and 25% trade promotion. Today, the figure is advertising 25% and trade promotion 50%. The retailer, the distribution channel, got so powerful that all marketers threw money at that distribution channel. Now we're seeing the beginning of a reversal of that, because you don't have to throw money at a Safeway to get a coupon in the hands of people, or put an inefficient paper coupon in a San Francisco Chronicle Sunday newspaper. You can put an electronic coupon out there. And so the power now is evolving back to the marketer and down to the consumer. And the retailer is going to be disadvantaged over the next 5 to 10 years.
Back to online video. What stage do you think the online video market is in right now? Are we at the stage where firms are going to start gobbling each other up and getting acquired, or are we not
yet? You're at online video where cable television was in 1979. And the 1979 was important because that's the year that Ted Turner put a little UHF station on the satellite in Atlanta, Georgia. And the cable revolution began. And I'm an advocate of Slingbox. Slingbox allows you to watch your television anywhere in the world that you have a broadband internet connection. It intercepts your television signal and throws it onto the web. That's going to have a revolution in television viewership. I'm a tremendous advocate, Catherine, of IPTV, Internet Protocol Television. HP is now selling a line of flat panel television sets that are IP addressable. When you have a television set, the new generation of TV sets, IP addressable, Katie bar the door. We're going to have a whole new generation of entertainment, not coming from Comcast or packaged by DirecTV, but purchased or watched by the consumer directly from the marketer. So we're on the cusp of a whole revolution in the way we get television entertainment into one of these three devices.
That was Peter Seely, founder and CEO of the Sausalito Group Incorporated. He's a consultant in business and marketing strategy and was formerly adjunct professor of marketing at UC Berkeley's Haas School of Business. He spoke with us from his office in Sausalito. In related news today, the Associated Press reports that an independent news reporter sued YouTube Incorporated for copyright infringement. Robert Tour became famous for filming the 1992 LA riots and O.J. Simpson's 1994 freeway chase from a helicopter. He filed the lawsuit Friday in U.S. District Court. The suit alleges the footage was posted and circulated on YouTube without his permission. Finally today, Cinema Now, an online movie vendor, launched a new service that lets customers download a movie from the internet and copy it onto a DVD that can then be played on any standard DVD player. On the podcast tomorrow, we'll take a look at what that means for the online movie business and for consumers. This is PodTech News.